The University of Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra and the Heinz Chapel Choir, conducted by Kypros Marcou. You heard Antonin Dvorak's arrangement of Stephen Foster's The Old Folks at Home, with soloists Thomas Douglas, baritone, and Demarius Cooper, soprano. The choir was prepared by the music director of the Heinz Chapel Choir, John Goldsmith. The manuscript, in Dvorak's hand, part of the collection at the Stephen Foster Memorial in Pittsburgh. You've been listening to Born on the 4th of July, an hour of music by Stephen Collins Foster, with the Dear Friends, the ensemble in residence at the Foster Memorial at the University of Pittsburgh. The members of the Dear Friends are Jean Thomas, director and flutist, Kate Young and Claudia Banak, sopranos, Guy Russo, tenor, James Furla, guitar, Mark Graff, piano, and Jean Thomas, flute. I'm Jim Cunningham, your host. If you write me a note, I'd like to send you something. A postcard reproduction of an original lithograph of a 19th century sheet music cover. The cover is for Jeannie with the Light Brown Hair, one of Foster's most famous songs, with its elaborate artwork. I'll also send, along with the postcard, information about the collection at the Foster Memorial and how to order cassettes by the Dear Friends. There's no obligation, just send a note to postcard offer, Stephen Foster Memorial, University of Pittsburgh, 15260. I'll repeat the address in just a moment. The engineer for this program was Jay Conley. The music was taped at the Stephen Foster Memorial Auditorium by WQED-FM and by Alan R. Tier. Remember, I'd like to send you a postcard reproduction of the original artwork for Jeannie with the Light Brown Hair by Stephen Foster and a pamphlet of information about the collection at the Foster Memorial. All you have to do is write a card or a letter to Stephen Foster Memorial, University of Pittsburgh, 15260. That's postcard offer, Stephen Foster Memorial, University of Pittsburgh, 15260. The Dear Friends take their name from a scrap of paper found in Stephen Foster's pocket. Foster let his publishers buy out the future rights on his songs for only a few $100. He was reduced to surviving by writing a song a week to sell outright to a publisher. In today's music industry, Foster would be worth millions of dollars a year, but on January 13, 1864, at the age of 37, and weakened by a persistent fever, he died with 38 cents in his pocket, along with a scrap of paper on which he'd scribbled, "Dear Friends and Gentle Hearts." I hope you'll join us again soon for another concert of music with the Dear Friends. American Holidays with the Dear Friends are made possible by a grant from the University of Pittsburgh.